Thing you want to ask today?
Yeah, so I've really been mainly focused on the foundational prayers on the last session. So I just engaged every day. I took time. Kind of is still not like, although I feel God's presence strongly, I would ask a question towards that when I'm kind of at the point to ask for a mandate. And maybe at that moment nothing really clear comes, or maybe there comes later a thought. Can I still just go with it in faith, that I take that in faith and expect that God is kind of revealing me that through the day? Or how is your experience? Has it to be very clear at the moment when you get it and go with it to your mountain and your throne? Do you then already clearly know what the mandate is, or have you to know it then? This was kind of, because it's kind of, still for me to discover, is it now a mandate or is it just the thought I got? Maybe
sure.
You can say a bit about your experience, how you sense it. Is it a very strong thought, or how is it different from other thoughts you pick up?
I mean, it goes back to developing how to receive a flow from God. So that means, having a connection with God that enables His voice, how He wants to communicate to us to come. And, it will be different for different people generally, but everything flows as a flow of thoughts. It all comes as spontaneous things that come. So how do you detect whether your thoughts are God's thoughts? Well, you have to think about something for it to be your thought. So your thoughts are something you choose to think about. But God's thoughts are thoughts that He plants into your mind on the screen of your imagination, both visually or in an audible form or just as an impression in your mind. So it comes as a spontaneous flow. You weren't thinking about it. And that's the difference. When you think about, oh, what shall I do today? What do I need to do today? You begin to think about the things you're doing, and then those thoughts come about your day. But if you're going and asking for the thoughts of God to come, then they're going to come from a spontaneous way outside of you thinking about it and trying to come up with ideas of things you might do. And you have to just learn to grasp those things quickly and to get hold of those things quickly, because sometimes they are fleeting things that come and go, and if you don't grab hold of them, then they're gone. And so we have to learn how to connect up with them quickly, and learn to, once we receive them, then begin to allow those thoughts to meditate around in our mind, so that then we begin to focus on what the thoughts come from God. So if it's a mandate, what we're asking for is authorization to do what God wants to do today. And therefore that authorization comes as God shows us his will, his purpose, and that can be very specific in that, yeah, I want you to call forth this or declare this or prophetically speak from that perspective. But sometimes it can come as impressions, and it can come into our heart as a drawing or a leading towards. You know, so as we develop our senses and tune in to them, it is easier to specifically pick up, yeah, that is my mandate. And particularly if it's something new, then that's different from something we've known. Developing from a basic framework, how we hear God, how we connect up with God, is really, really important. And practicing that, practicing hearing from his word as a flow of thoughts and revelation, practicing how when we talk to him, that he speaks back and communicates to us. But we have to quieten ourselves to start with, to learn to listen to those flows and to the way those spontaneous things come. And a lot of people do struggle. And a lot of people initially think, oh, that was just me, or I'm just making that up, or that's just something in my mind. And the reality is, it is in our mind, but we didn't make it up. It was put there by God, and therefore we need to learn to capture the communication that God brings so that we can receive it as revelation and understand it. And when we first initially begin to do that, it's like when I come around the presence of God around the ark, I'm looking for his will, which is contained within his thoughts and what he says, to be communicated to me so I can resonate with it. So it's like a vibrating frequency that God releases that contains information that comes out of his heart or from his mind or that which he is speaking, that I can begin to vibrate with and then connect with. So I just got to learn to be sensitive to those vibrations, if you like, and be sensitive to those movements coming from God that I begin to pick up, and then I begin to fix my attention on them once I've received something. So if it's just a glimpse of a thought, then stop and fix your thoughts on that. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix your eyes on those thoughts. And then as you fix your eyes on them, and I'm not talking about looking at them physically, but just focusing on them, then they begin to develop more. And so then the more you focus on them, the more you can then interact with those thoughts and then communicate with God back, asking for further information or clarity. So if you're not sure about what it means, then you can go back and ask for clarity. Now, also around the ark, we are opening up our heart, and the tablets within the ark there represent God, what God writes on the tablets of our heart. So we're looking for our heart to be open, to be sensitive to the leading and drawing that comes from our destiny and from anything specifically that God wants us to have today. So that sometimes it's just a drawing or a sensing that won't necessarily flow out at that point. But when you get onto your mountain and you begin to release and frame your day, then it will begin to direct what you pray, what you speak, what you call into being, because that is framing it from what God has written on your heart, from your destiny. And most of us have quite a number of mandates that we're given to be able to outwork. So that some of those things are not just for one day, They are mandates for our lives, mandates for particular mountains, mandates for particular spheres, and we can always operate from those mandates. So sometimes God might not show us anything absolutely specific, but we're going to come out of the mandate that we already have. You know, that mandate might be for over our family, it could be over a workplace, it could be a church mandate, it could be any sphere of influence that we have. Therefore, we're authorized to come out of that mandate and to administer that authorization in the kingdom, and therefore we can always do that. You know, so we know some specific things that may be clear for the day, but we also have some general things that we're clearly authorized to do because of who we are and what we're called to do in a general sense and specific sense. And we've got to look to engage. You know, I think too much is focused on the visual, because striving to see something, we can miss the communication that God is communicating with. You know, so if our spirit is receiving that communication, then it's going to communicate it to our mind as thoughts or pictures or impressions or words. And the main thing is that at the end of the day, we have an understanding of that. You know, and when we're practicing, you know, just keep focused until something becomes clearer. You know, and it's not wrong to just spend some time there. You know, God isn't expecting us to do things that we're not equipped and authorized to do. So long as we continue pursuing the desires of our heart and the desires for our destiny, then he's not going to judge us in a sense, oh, you don't do this today, you don't do that today, as we're learning. Because, you know, we're being tutored and we're being trained, and he teaches us. Therefore, you know, he's not there looking to punish us. He's not there looking to be hard on us. He's looking to encourage us. So he's just looking for opportunities to communicate and share his heart and share his mind with us. We've just got to position ourselves to be able to listen. And, you know, it's easier to listen to that flow that comes, you know, as creative thought from God when we're relaxed, when we're not striving, when we're not struggling. You know, so that's why sometimes it's just good to close our eyes, just relax, quieten ourselves down, and so we're just being in a good position to be able to receive revelation as it comes. So, you know, that's how I would, you know, look at that. Just keep practicing, keep going with it, keep receiving, and it becomes clearer and easier to discern as we go.
It's helpful for me to see that kind of I'm on the right track. So
yeah,
and just keep focused and going for it, and until it becomes more clear and stay there. Yeah. Sometimes, maybe impatience is kind of, but. Yeah, I just said to God, I'm not focused on visual things. If you do it, I'm excited and wonderful, but mainly it's thought or the sense of, how he communicates to me, and it's okay. Yeah, but it helps just to hear your heart, because you have been so much longer on the road, and because I have here close nobody to ask or to talk about, and it would always be people who live far further away. That's good. I would love also because we talked about the different role and mandate, in case if nobody comes in, maybe there comes somebody in. So I thought somebody else is coming in, not yet. Okay. Concerning the scroll, I would just like to practice that too, and yeah, because it's different, because I could understand much clearer what you shared about last time, about the difference, the mandate and the scrolls. Yeah, because this is also a longing for me to just do that, what is in my scroll, and not kind of get distracted with things that might be interesting or so. This is yeah, really my desire.
Sure, yeah. So is there something specific, just you want to engage with your scroll? Or?
Yes, I would love to, yeah.
Okay. And I think the key when it comes to understanding the scroll, you know, it's something which has been encoded within us from eternity, and you know, it within our spirit, and it's something that is a drawing and leaning towards the things of God. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean we get to see of it all in one go, you know, because the way a Hebrew scroll was unveiled is that it was pulled out, and then you read a portion, and then that portion went back, and then you read another portion. So, say the scroll was in your left hand, and you would pull a portion of the scroll out, then it would be more from the left hand, and it would come into the right hand, if you like, so that more and more is unveiled, you know, and therefore we have to continually just be open for the seasons that those scrolls contain and the revelation of those scrolls contain, so that we can begin to be drawn towards it, and it becomes something that is revealed to our heart, and it becomes clearer to us, so it sets the pattern of our life and draws us towards those things in our life. You know, that's the desire and the heart of the scroll. I think some people, I want to see my scroll. Well, mostly it's really about perceiving and perception rather than just seeing it, because you can see it visually but not know what it means. So it's important that the perception of what it is. So if we can go into an exercise around that.
Yeah.
If it drops out, just carry on and
right.
You know,
yes.
As we're going.
Yeah.
But again, one of the keys is to engage a God around the ark, and then we'll go to the record room and actually see Jesus. Begin to release that understanding of your scroll so you can experience it and engage in it.
Yeah.
So again, just begin to close your eyes. You're under an open heaven. So you can just begin to step in into that open heaven. Jesus is just there within the door, just welcoming you, just taking you by the hand to lead you to experience those realms. So just activate all your senses, just let your emotions be active, just let each part of who you are be active. You may feel you want to sense things, and just let him take you through the veils of his presence, veils, the way, the truth, and the life. I'm just going to focus about coming around him, and the arc of his presence. As we just step around the ark, we just begin to think of his name, the Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey of his name, that just begins to manifest as we step in around his presence. Just sense the presence of the four faces of God manifesting between the cherubim as you look into God's purpose and God's will. Just sense that lion, the ox, the eagle, the man. You can actually step into him. Just open up your heart. To just receive the authorization that he will give you to engage today. Just allow your heart to be drawn towards that. Just allow his thoughts to come into your mind. Just allow the frequency and the vibration to come around you. Just let your whole being begin to vibrate with that frequency, to engage with that frequency. You just receive the revelation of his heart, his mind, his will, his purpose for you today. Just allow Jesus to take you by the hand. He just takes you out into the realms of heaven, accessing the doorway to come and step into the record room. The record room contains scrolls, the recorded scroll of your destiny. Just allow him to unfurl that destiny. Just allow that season that you're in, the revelation of that, to be revealed to you. You may perceive, you may feel, sense just Jesus opening that scroll. So revelation of that portion that he wants to reveal to you will just be unveiled to your heart. Just allow him to communicate that to you. Begin to perceive. Maybe revelation for the future. It can be revelation of the present. Just allow his presence to reveal that scroll to you. As deep calls out to deep. As your spirit connects with the eternal spirit of the Father's heart, just sense he wants to take you into his heart, where you were conceived, where the thoughts that he have about you were conceived. Just allow him to take you into his heart, home. Just begin to sense and feel his heart, the vast sum of the thoughts he has for you. Just allow those thoughts to envelop you and roll around you. Your identity, who he says you are, precious daughter, apple of his eye. Allow his thoughts just to surround you, envelop you, cocoon you with love, with peace, with safety and security. Just come to that place of rest in his heart. You feel his heart for you. You know that you're safe and secure. His hopes for you, that which produces the substance of faith, just let hope arise. Just feel fresh hope wants to arise from the thoughts of his heart, his purpose, his plan for your life. Just receive hope, fresh hope. That hope just anchors your soul, providing peace to your mind, security to your heart, that you feel within the heart of God accepted, approved of, affirmed, loved, deeply, deeply loved. Just let his peace rest on you as you enter in to rest. Just let your heart and his heart be joined. As the desires of his heart are communicated with your heart. Your calling as a son of God, destined to rule, to create, just allow your mind to expand, to grasp the fullness, the enormity, the vastness of his desires for you, his purposes and plans for you. Just let the sense of eternity, your eternal home, just anchor you, removing all fear, removing all anxiety, removing all worry, and just let peace just roll around you, envelop you, cocoon you, the shalom of God, and just let all fracturedness from your past be brought to wholeness, those fractured parts that seek a home, that seek to understand, that seek healing, just let them come together now. As his peace and rest just begin to bring you to a place of wholeness, a place of deeper intimacy. Can just see him taking your heart in his hands, gently holding you, his healing hands, his restoring hands. I believe he just wants you to come from that place, that cocoon, carrying with you the wholeness and the healing, the blessing, as he calls you to see his purpose for you. That you can come to your mountain and just sit in that place of peace and rest, not striving, but flowing from his heart. You're invested with authority as a child of God to administer the kingdom. Just sense the crown on your head, that crown of lordship. Sense the mantle that he would place around you of authority, the scepter that he places within your right hand. And from that place of rest, just allow flowing out from your spirit the administration of the kingdom. As you release from your throne, authority and power, calling that which is not as if it were, creating, framing your day, your world. Just allow your spirit to release it. Just sense the authority that you have to administer, to frame your world. Let it begin to flow from your innermost being. Just begin to see from that perspective. You can see from the perspective of the four faces of God, the kingly perspective, that which you need to bring into order and government in the present. From the prophetic perspective of the ox, that from the future that you need to speak and call forth and declare. From the eagle, the plans, the purposes, the blueprints. And from the man, the priestly, the people, the compassion for family, for friends, for those that are on God's heart, that are in your heart, that you're moved to bless, to forgive, to pour out the administration of the kingdom from the four faces of God around your life. Just release the angels, assign them to purpose. Just take that which you've received today. Just take it as testimony, as a doorway to future revelation and encounter. And just prepare yourself. Just to step back into this realm, carrying that peace, carrying that blessing, carrying that authority and power that would flow through you today, creating an atmosphere of the kingdom around you. Okay. How was that for you?
Wow, it was very good. Wow. Very good.
So did you sense things were happening and going on?
There were a few impressions, kind of, this is a place for fresh breath, fresh revelation, and I also sense that the Lord wants me just to soar in the midst of what I'm doing. So there, yeah, I have to go into that, I think, further what this means concerning my everyday life, and yeah, this is part of my being, so just to soar with him in the circumstances here, and also with the, yeah, what's about the house the Lord is giving us here, so with the fresh bread, so it was kind of very clear, and I sensed all the way along his, wow, yeah, sense of eternity and lightness, and yeah, because yeah, lots of things have been going on here in this last week, so it's very good, this lightness inside of, and yeah, really good.
Okay.